Music That Moves Me celebrates the art and power of music in Maine. Thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Lee Auto Malls, and listeners like you. In today's audio diary, we'll hear from Cindy Liu of Portland. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
Billie Miss Bubbles came into my life in 2004. She was an odd puppy. She was very distracted. She liked meatballs, blueberries, peas, coffee, flowers, bugs on the ceiling, and butterflies. She was very hard to train. We were very similar. There was a time when I believed we might die around the same time. It's called LAM for short. The long term is lymphangioleiomyomatosis. It's a rare cystic lung disease that almost exclusively affects women, usually in the prime of their lives. And at the time, there wasn't a known treatment or cure, and the prognosis is different for every person. I was told at one point I had 5 years. Between two lungs, it was released. And because medicine is a marvel, there is a treatment. Been on it for 11 years. You know, I'm not going to run a marathon, but clearly I'm here. And that's the good news. And Billie got bone cancer in the summer of 2012. The weekend, I knew it was her time. I could not get the song Between Two Lungs by Florence and the Machine out of my head. Specifically the line, "And my running feet could fly." Each breath screaming, "We are all too young to die." That song never resonated with me the way other songs on the album did. Maybe it was the tambourine and the fact that I couldn't stop thinking about how much I was going to miss her jingling collar. I held her slobbery jowls and giant head in my hands as she became heavier than ever in her final moments. I felt a release of pain and rejoice flood through me. I was so blessed to have had this beautiful creature in my life during the darkest parts. She was just always happy, no matter what was going on. She was always noticing little things, important things. It was such a good lesson to learn for me at the time because I was really scared that my life was going to end short. And she actually taught me about the brevity and impermanence of life and true love. I hold this song in my heart like a prayer of gratitude to her and to remember how to let go and breathe. Cindy Liu. I'm a tattooer at Tsunami Tattoo in Portland, Maine, and this is Music That Moves Me.
All of our Music That Moves Me stories are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mainepublic.org for all the details.